Call now, 800-768-9617.
The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine. I am filling in for Leslie Marshall. All this week, I've really enjoyed my time, and this is my last day today. I will miss y'all so much. I was talking with Jim before the break. Jim didn't believe me when I said that the United States Department of Energy has said that all of the offshore drilling on the outer continental shelf will not affect oil prices in the United States until 2030. I asked him his source. He said he's a very smart person. But I want to give my source. I promised you I would give you my source, that I would give you the link. It is right now on my website at RadioInsideScoop.com. You can check it out. Check out the link for yourself. You'll see that, yes, I was telling you the truth. It says on, and I'll just run out the link real quick, but you can check it at my website, RadioInsideScoop.com. The official link is http://www.eia, that is the Energy Information Administration, eia.doe.gov, so you know it comes from the U.S. government, .oiaf.aeo.otheranalysis.ongr.html. Again, it's all on my website. And what do they say? They say the projections show, quote, access to the Pacific, Atlantic, and Eastern Gulf regions would not have a significant impact on domestic crude oil and natural gas production or prices before 2030. And here's the kicker. Even after 2030, they're not so sure. Even after 2030, they say, because oil prices are determined on the international market, however, any impact on average wellhead prices is expected to be insignificant. So you heard the Republicans, drill, baby, drill. That's what they want to talk about. We don't need wind. We don't need solar. Drill, baby, drill. But it's not going to help you in prices. It will help the oil companies make a lot more money, though. Isn't that what you should want? To help the oil companies make more money? I mean, let's face it, ExxonMobil has made higher profits than any company at any time in any history of the entire universe. So we need to help them, please, make some more money. But it won't help us in energy independence. Let's go to Dan in Lancaster. Dan, welcome to the show. Can you give me a reason how John McCain would be different from George Bush?
I can give you a list of them.
All right, let's go.
Can I get the list out without you editorializing?
Well, it depends. I'll probably, each time you give me one, I'll talk about it. How many are on the list?
Every time you editorialize, then I get to editorialize. Is that fair?
Well, I don't know, because I got two more callers. Tell me how many, do you have?
You wanted a list, right?
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
Dick Cheney versus Sarah Palin. That's a difference.
Yeah, I think Sarah Palin's worse. Go ahead.
Good. I think Sarah Palin's a lot better.
Okay.
So you like Dick Cheney is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying I hate Dick Cheney, but I think Palin is more corrupt and less respectful of the law than Dick Cheney. Yes. Go ahead. Give me your next one.
You're calling a governor, a sitting governor of a state, corrupt?
Yes. She's being investigated with the possibility of impeachment. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty corrupt. Go ahead. What's your next one?
What about the governor of Maryland? Is he corrupt?
I don't know. I don't know of any investigation against him. Give me the other ones. Give me your list. Let's hear your list.
How about Don Rumsfeld?
Rumsfeld. He's no longer in office.
Bush liked him, and McCain said get him out of there.
Huh. Is Rumsfeld in office now?
Is that different?
No, because he's not in office now, and he won't be in office if McCain is there. Go ahead. Give me your next one.
Is that a difference?
No.
Okay. Bush wants to drill in Anwar. McCain doesn't.
All right.
Is that a difference?
No. Wait a minute. I'm gonna grant you one. Hang on. I'm gonna grant you one.
If you keep taking up my time,
I'm gonna respond. I'm going to agree with you, sir. If you'll give me a chance.
No.
You're right.
Okay.
George. If you're not gonna give me a chance, then I will cut you off. I'm asking you to let me just agree with you. You're absolutely right. George Bush wants to drill in Anwar. McCain doesn't. Palin does. You're absolutely right. That is a difference. It's not a difference between McCain and Obama, but it is a difference. McCain would drill a bit
Obama
less than George W. Bush. Right, and neither does McCain.
Obama doesn't want to drill anywhere.
That on Anwar.
And,
go ahead. Give me another difference.
You made a statement about our... No, you editorialized. Let me do one editorial. You said that just in the lead-up to my call that the energy information people said that it wouldn't affect the price of oil if we drilled, right?
For until 2030.
Okay. Guess what? George Bush said that he was going to remove the executive order disallowing drilling offshore. And what happened that very same 24-hour period? What was the price of oil per barrel when before he said that? Do you know?
The price of oil has gone up, and it's gone down many times. But what I'm telling you is what the official bureaucrats in the United States Department of Energy who've analyzed this have determined. Okay, so tell me this. Give me your list, because so far the only difference you've given is Anwar. Give me, I'll be quiet. Just name your list. Go.
The price was $145.
Are you going to give me a list? No.
Yes, I am.
Give me your list. Go.
And the price today is $108. Okay, how about immigration?
Immigration, I'll talk about it. Go ahead. What else?
He works with...
Go ahead. What else?
McCain has proven that he'll work with Democrats on immigration.
McCain has switched on immigration. He started to be for Bush, and now he's against. He was for it before he was against it. He even said on national television he wouldn't vote for his own bill. So McCain has flip-flopped way out of there, but I'll tell you this, he's no different from George Bush. Very interesting. Go ahead. What else?
Do you want to editorialize or you want the list?
I want the list. Go.
Okay, he worked with Democrats on the floor... And your
give me an
guy,
example.
Obama.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Don't.
All right. Give me an example. Where is McCain different from Bush?
You want another example? How about
I do.
The Gang of 14? He worked together.
He worked to help George Bush get justices appointed to the Supreme Court.
And seven Democrats worked together
to get George Bush's justices to the Supreme Court. All right.
Obama.
Go ahead.
Obama says he wants to work with other people. He says he wants to make it a more civil Washington. Make it
Dan,
different.
Dan, I asked you, Dan, I asked you to give me differences between McCain and Bush. So far, you've said that McCain has the same immigration plan as Bush. McCain helped George Bush get his own justices appointed. McCain would drill a little less than Bush. Very interesting. Okay, I gave you that one. Don Rumsfeld is no longer in office for either one. And you the difference between Cheney and Palin. By the way, I have on my let me finish. I have on my website, RadioInsideScoop.com, a detailed letter. It's very interesting. From a.
Or do you just want to editorialize?
Let me finish. There's a woman in Wasilla, Alaska, who's given us an email talking about how Sarah Palin is absolutely refuses to have the legislative investigate. We know now in Troopergate, she's trying to get out of that investigation. She's trying to get out of subpoenas. If she, what does she do? She fires everyone who doesn't agree with her and puts in a bunch of incompetent cronies. It's all in the letter. Go to RadioInsideScoop.com. You can read it. And she even wants to ban books. So in that way, she's actually slightly worse than Dick Cheney. Okay, give me your list. What else?
Are you done?
With your list so far, go ahead. What else?
He's not an evangelical and Bush is.
Okay. Well, how does that change in terms of policies?
You ask for a list of differences.
How would that change his policies? Does he differ on absentee only? Does he differ on abstinence only education? I want to know how they would be different as president. How would it affect their policies?
If I tell you what's going to happen in the future, you tell me that isn't what happened in the past. If I tell you what happened in the past...
No, tell me how John McCain...
That's no longer meaningful.
Dan, tell me how John McCain would have different policies from what George Bush has now.
You can't have it...
Okay, you can't answer my question? Or did you not hear my question because you were talking? My question is, how would John McCain's policies now differ from George Bush's policies now?
That wasn't the question. You asked for a list of differences between the two men.
I can give you differences. McCain is older. George Bush is a little taller. George Bush refused to serve in wartime. He ran away, didn't show up, even though he got an order to attend the National Guard. John McCain served. They look differently. They have different wives. I'm not talking about what they... I'm talking about differences that matter for this country. How would John McCain's policies differ from George Bush? I know, sir, that you love George Bush. I know you love Dick Cheney. I know you want four more years, and that's why you're going to vote for John McCain. I respect that. I want to know how their policies are different.
No, you asked for a list of differences.
Right. Give me different. Okay, so you don't have any different policies. You just have differences like.
Yes.
Okay, different policies. Go.
Bush said that he could work with Democrats. McCain has proven he can work with Democrats.
How would his policy be different?
Are you that sick? I said,
okay, you can't give
Bush
an example.
Said he could, and McCain proved that he will and does and has. That's
okay.
Not a difference. What is with you?
Okay, if you can't name any, sir, then we'll just move on. Name one thing that John McCain would do differently from George Bush. If George Bush were reelected, which is not possible under the 22nd Amendment, and he were our president in 2009, how would a Bush third term be different from a McCain first term? Give me an example, please.
I'll tell you how it'd be different than a third term for Bush, and I'll tell you how it'd be different from a first term for Obama.
Tell me how it'd be different from a third term for Bush.
We would have a woman as vice president, which Obama
right. Okay,
won't
all do. Right. And McCain's shorter than Bush,
18 million women voted for.
All right, I'm done. If you can't name any policies, I'm gonna give you one last chance. Can you name a single policy of John McCain that
I'm
is
sure,
different
sure
from George Bush?
I've heard the differences that I've given you, but you haven't been listening.
Okay, you can't name one. What last chance? Can you name a policy?
I've got a list here.
Okay, give me one. 10 seconds.
McCain.
Name one.
McCain would drill. He would do wind power. He would do solar. He would.
No,
do,
we've already know he's filibustered
that one.
He would do
45 nuclear plants in the next to 2030. He would put nuclear plants on U.S. military bases, so stupid Democrat governors and stupid people who are against having any kind of energy.
I don't know you're talking about. That's not Barack Obama. But so you're saying Bush is against that and McCain's for it? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
I haven't heard Bush being opposed to nuclear power. If you think Bush is opposed to nuclear power, you'll have to let me know because I haven't heard that. I'm not hearing any differences.
I'll tell you another difference.
Go ahead.
He would go and he would get Barack Obama's brother out of that hut over in Africa and give him a decent meal and a decent place to sleep.
John McCain would...
Yes, his wife has proven that she'll reach out to people who are poor and impoverished and who are suffering. What has Barack Obama ever done? His brother...
Hold on. You're saying... Let me understand what you're saying. You're saying John McCain has a plan on the record to give a lot more United States aid to Africa?
I'm saying he's proven that his family and himself...
Oh, okay, so you're saying that Cindy McCain will use some of her wealth to give more to charity. Wouldn't she do that whether or not she's First Lady?
Will Barack Obama do it?
All right. Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate your trying. I do need to get some other callers. It seems to me, though, if he's talking about the private things that Cindy McCain would do, well, she can do them whether or not she's First Lady. I know of no John McCain plan to give any aid to Africa. Yes, Palin's a woman. Dick Cheney's a man. That's true. They're different. The government would look different. But in terms of actual policies... what would change? Is he saying George Bush doesn't support nuclear policy? Look, clearly Dan loves Bush Cheney. And if you love Bush Cheney, you'll love John McCain. But John McCain last night said he wanted a change. He said he's going to change from George Bush. Could someone please name for me a policy that John McCain would have that's different from George Bush? Keep trying, folks. I know you want to attack Obama. You can do that later on in the hour. I just want to know if John McCain is really supporting change or was his whole convention last night just full of it. I kind of think it's the latter. Give me a call, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543.
You're listening to The Leslie Marshall Show. Truth for all sides of the spectrum. 888-6-LESLIE.
How do you know your dog is healthy? IAMS knows the signs. Aw, good boy. Which is why IAMS Proactive Health helps promote 7 signs of healthy vitality. Healthy bones, muscles, heart, digestion, teeth, immune system, and a shiny coat. Phew, say that 3 times. Plus, IAMS is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Try IAMS for 4 weeks, and if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. For more information and a $5 coupon, visit IAMS.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code TODAY. to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code today. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
A new voice, a new choice. AM 1520.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AutoZone. As you plan your summer travel, you'll want to do everything possible to make sure you get the most out of every tank of gas.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone wants you to know that doing something as simple as adding a bottle of fuel system cleaner to your tank can help you save at the pump. And now, for a limited time at AutoZone, buy STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner and save $2 instantly. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. So to save $2 right now, and even more every time you're at the pump, get to AutoZone today.
AutoZone.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W!
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W! Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. Stop! Take some time to think! Look, I've been trying really hard to figure out a difference between John McCain and George Bush. John McCain, all night long, said that he was a change. He said the Republicans were corrupt, they'd lost their way. He was going to be a change. And so I've had people call in, try to give me, Dan tried very, very hard to give me a change. And there are differences, right? I mean, John McCain is shorter than George Bush. He has a different wife. They don't have the same wife. Sarah Palin is female. Dick Cheney is male. That's a difference. But the changes in terms of policy, he mentioned Don Rumsfeld. Don Rumsfeld is not currently Secretary of Defense, and he wouldn't currently be Secretary of Defense under John McCain. Not a difference. Immigration? Well, John McCain supports the same thing that George Bush does, although he's flip-flopped on it. So I agree, immigration is ambiguous because John McCain won't tell us where he stands. He stood one way last year, a different way this year. In fact, he was reported as saying he wouldn't support his own bill. But it's not clear how that's different from George Bush. He talked about the Gang of 14. You know what that is? That was John McCain helping George Bush get his judges on the Supreme Court. Doesn't really sound like a change. He says, Bush is evangelical, John McCain's not. And I asked, how would that differ? Does that mean that John McCain doesn't believe in criminalizing abortion the way George Bush does? No, both of them believe that if you have an abortion, that should be a criminal act. So does it mean that he'll change abstinence-only education? No, that's not a difference. No, the one difference Dan could give me, and I'll give him this, and I gave him this, and I started to agree with him, and he kept interrupting me, is that he's right. George Bush wants to drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, as does Sarah Palin. John McCain does not, as of yet, unless he changes his position again. So that is true. Okay, we got that one difference. Obama doesn't want to drill. McCain doesn't want to drill there. McCain wants to drill in the places that won't give us any oil until 2030. Bunch of you on the line. I'd like you to hold on if I don't get to you yet. I believe the first to call in was David in Worcester, Mass. David, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. First of all, I'd like to say that Sarah Palin is a great debater. She did a great job in the convention. And her voting record, I think... Well,
who did she debate? Wait, David, did she debate anybody? Because I didn't hear anybody debate.
I mean, I'm sorry. I meant her speech.
You mean she gave a good speech. You like the speech that Matthew Scully, the Bush speechwriter, wrote? Okay. I thought it was a good speech, too. Let me ask you this.
As far as voting in Alaska,
yeah,
she's voted along with Dick Cheney and Newt Gingrich practically most of the time.
Right.
And Barack Obama is basically, he's for renewable energy. Barack Obama is for our veterans. And this is the difference. John McCain's not. Barack Obama is for a middle-class tax cut, which will put more money into businesses' pockets, small business, and into average working people like nurses and different people like that. That's change.
Yeah, David, I don't want to interrupt you because I agree with what you're saying. There are huge differences between McCain and Obama. I don't dispute that. What I guess I'm trying to wrap my mind around, and I admit it's really hard, and it's hard for all my listeners, and I don't think there's an answer. I'll admit I'm asking an impossible hypothetical question. But John McCain, 10 times last night, said that he supported change. And what I'm trying to figure out is how McCain is different from Bush, and I can't figure out anything that matters other than, you know, he looks different. And so that's what I'm trying to figure out. But
I
agree with you.
I don't think he's made it very clear what his change will be. He hasn't really said it. He's just said change.
Yeah, I don't think he's said it either. I agree with you. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go quickly to Jacob all the way in Gainesville, Florida. Jacob, welcome to the show.
How you doing tonight? How's
doing good.
Feeling?
Doing good. We don't have a lot of time, so I may have to hold you over. But tell me quickly, do you see any change between McCain and Bush real quick?
John McCain is a decorated war veteran.
All right, that's true. Would it change anything in terms of policies?
The policies that he will implement will lead America to economic freedom.
Are you reading from some script? I'll tell you what, Jacob, I'll let you hang on until, because we have to go to a hard break. But look, yeah, I agree. John McCain actually showed up, whereas George Bush avoided an order from the National Guard to show. But there's no difference in policy. Back after this.
Attention RV owners, you might want to pull your vehicle over because I'm about to blow your mind. Ready? GEICO now insures all types of RVs like motorized, sport utility, towable RVs, motorhomes, trailers and pop-ups. And if there was an RV that levitated and ran on fish and chips, they'd probably insure that too. So see how much money you could save with GEICO. Oi, where you headed anyway? I hope it's a water park. I love those.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including RVs. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
The square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520. WWKB Buffalo.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-983-5979. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-983-5979. 1-800-983-5979.
If Wall Street makes you nervous, here's our prescription, a dose of the Dollar Doctors. Their supply and demand approach leads to rational decisions. Several ways to listen to the Dollar Doctors, live Saturday mornings at 10 on WWKB 1520 or online at sapperston.com, or hear the reruns Saturday nights at midnight on KB. Those times for the Dollar Doctors at 1520 WWKB, 10 a.m. and 12 midnight Saturdays, or on sapperston.com, live Saturday mornings at 10 or archived anytime. The Dollar Doctors.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Sponsored by Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. I have my own show in Washington called The Inside Scoop, and I have a problem. I listened to John McCain last night say 10 times that he was for change. Change from the current administration. Change from the Bush administration. Change that would affect American lives. And I've been asking for an hour and a half, and maybe for the next hour and a half, of callers, anyone, Republican operatives, Sean Hannity, bring him on, anybody who could tell me how John McCain is different from George Bush in any significant way. And what do I get? I get, well, McCain's a veteran and Bush isn't. McCain and Bush have different wives. You know, McCain, there's six letters in McCain and there's only four letters in Bush. McCain's from Arizona. Bush is from Texas. None of that tells me how they would be different as president. Don't you see? Americans don't care that McCain has six letters and Bush has four. Americans, it's not, you know, okay, McCain is a veteran, and Bush, when they ordered him to show up for the National Guard, defied an order, a direct order, you know, for which some have called him a draft dodger. Very interesting, but not the point. My question is, for an ordinary American, how would their policies change? Now, I have given a long list from Barack Obama, and I can give more, of how he would change the current policy of the Bush administration. How would McCain change the current policy of the Bush administration? I've been given one example. There is no drilling in Anwar now. Bush would like to open it, as would Palin. McCain doesn't want to. All right. That's one difference. Someone found one small difference. I don't think that's the reason why most people vote for president, because you don't want drilling in Anwar. But I'll tell you this, that's obviously the same as Barack Obama. How else would John McCain give us policies different from George Bush? Jacob, I cut you off before because of the break. Do you have any different policies or no?
When I heard the speech, John McCain was saying education is the biggest problem in America.
What would he do about education that's different from George Bush?
What he would like to do is back off with the teachers' union. He wants to get rid of the deadbeat teachers.
Is that different from George Bush? Because
we
want
to have educated professors in this country.
Jacob, here's the thing. George Bush doesn't like teachers' unions either. So how is John McCain different from George Bush? Both of them hate teachers. What's the difference?
Well, I know what John McCain wants to do.
What does he want to do that's different?
He wants to cut the fat. He wants to get rid of
what
fat? Professors that are not producing. We want higher SAT scores in these schools. No more disparity between African American and Caucasian.
Really?
Yeah,
I never heard John McCain say that.
These children do not know what a geometric shape is, like a pyramid, a prism.
You know
these
what?
Children do not know anything.
I tell you what, Jacob. I appreciate your call. Let me play for you what John McCain said about that specific subject, equal access to education, because I got it right here, and I want to play it for you.
Education is the civil rights issue of this century. Equal access to public education has been gained, but what is the value of access to a failing school?
Now, let me translate this for you, for Jacob, and for all my listeners out there. He's saying equal access to public education has been gained. He's talking, of course, about Brown versus Board of Education. He's saying that blacks and whites can now go to the same schools, but what is the value of access to a failing school? In other words, blacks and whites can attend together, and the schools are failing. So maybe we shouldn't have equal access anymore. Maybe what we need to do is have the lily white schools that are in very rich areas, they could have the good schools, because after all, education is not a federal matter. It's decided by local governments. And the way it is now, it's separate and unequal. If your town has a lot of property tax base, they can afford a good school. Beverly Hills in California has great public schools. Watts, which is not that far away in Los Angeles, has very bad schools. So what he's saying, in effect, is that what we need to do is allow the Beverly Hills schools to succeed and the Watts schools to fail. I think that's what he's saying. I do know this. I haven't heard him talk about any increases for teachers. And you know the reason we have bad teachers? I'll tell you a dirty little secret. It's called capitalism. You see, in capitalism, when you pay somebody more, you can attract better teachers. And right now, we have good teachers in the rich schools and bad teachers in the poor schools because the rich schools have more money than the poor schools. It's really not that hard to understand, but I don't see a difference between McCain and Bush on any of this rhetoric. Dan is driving. I think he's in New Hampshire. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
I just think the premise of this whole thing is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you say what's different between any Republican and Bush, you're not going to get a huge difference.
Right.
If you say anything, what's the difference between all the Democrats, you're not going to get. What's the difference between Biden and Obama? Nothing.
No,
what's
very
between
little.
Between them and Al Gore? Nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, they're all.
You're right.
The problem is not, you know, you read a list before of how specific Obama was and how vague John McCain was.
Right.
Obama was just as vague as McCain. He says, I'm going to make it so that people can't afford these technologies. What does that mean? I mean, that's a ridiculous thing. The whole thing was, oh, he said he's going to give money to the people that make jobs, not give them away to Pakistan or whatever.
I'll tell you how he's specific. He said, for example, and I can go back and play it. Here, let me go back. I'll play it right now. Here it is. This is Barack Obama.
Tax code that doesn't reward the lobbyists who wrote it, but the American workers and small businesses who deserve it.
Okay.
You know,
here the specific.
Unlike John McCain, I will stop giving tax breaks to companies that ship jobs overseas. And I will start giving them to companies that create good jobs right here in America.
Okay, he's going to stop giving tax cuts to people who ship jobs overseas and give them to companies who create good jobs in America. That's a specific change. He goes on.
I'll eliminate capital gains taxes for the small businesses and startups that will create the high-wage, high-tech jobs of tomorrow.
He's going to eliminate capital gains for small businesses and startups.
Listen now, I will cut taxes for 95% of all working families.
Because in an economy like this, the last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class. Investment that will lead to new industries and 5 million new jobs that pay well and can't be outsourced. Investment that will lead to new industries and five...
Okay, what I tried to get there was he's going to invest $150 billion over the next decade in the affordable... So he gives very specifics. He's going to invest $150 billion... He's going to get rid of capital gains tax cuts on startups. He's going to end the tax cuts for companies that ship jobs abroad. Those are specific changes. I mean, okay. Whether you agree with them or not, those are specific changes.
John McCain has said he's come out with a policy that says, I'm going to give tax benefits to companies that go abroad.
That's the current policy. That's the policy under George Bush. I haven't seen John McCain be against that policy, but I'll tell you what.
Congress
in the break, I'll take a look because I haven't never heard John McCain want to change that part of the tax code. He didn't mention it last night. If you know where he would change it, I'd be curious to hear it. Maybe you can find that for me.
Let's put responsibility where it is. Congress has the power to do that, and they haven't. And guess who's running Congress now? Who's running Congress now?
The filibustering Republicans and George Bush. You know what's gone on. Please don't pretend that the Democrats can get through Congress anything they want. You know that's not true. There have been more filibusters in the last 2 years than at any time in American history. In fact, in the first year of the Democratic Congress, there were more filibusters than in every single Congress in American history. The Democrats are passing legislation, and the Republicans are saying, we will not end debate. We will not let you get this legislation through. You can't blame that on the Democrats.
Mark, maybe you should explain what a filibuster is to people who don't know.
Maybe people don't know. The way it works, and I used to work in Congress, so I know this in detail, but a lot of people do know. In the House of Representatives, it's majority vote. When the Democrats control the House, the Democrats control the House. Every single thing that goes through that House is something that the majority of the people in that House wants, and that's how it becomes law. The Senate doesn't work like that at all. The Senate requires 60 votes, not a majority. The Democrats have 51. 60 votes are required in order to end debate and to get a bill through. You cannot pass a bill in the Senate without 60 votes. So the Democrats are not in control of the Senate. They will not be in complete control unless they get 60. Now, it's true that in 2008, they're going to get close, 56, 57, and maybe they'll get two or three renegade Republicans to go over. Then you'll see what a Democratic Congress can do. But I love the way Republicans say, we're going to stop the Democratic Congress, we're going to prevent all their legislation, we're going to bottle it all up, and then we're going to say it's a do-nothing Congress. You can't have it both ways. If you don't like Democratic legislation, then you should praise the Republicans for preventing Congress from doing anything. If you do like Democratic legislation, then you should condemn the Republicans. But the one thing you can't do is you can't condemn the Democrats for the Republican filibusters. It just doesn't make any sense. The toll-free number is 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Back after this.
Leslie Marshall, the simple truth in a complicated world. 888-6-LESLIE.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter. Get him!
Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine, too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Want Clear Eyes? Get Clear Eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A new voice, a new choice. Online at KB1520.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-1443. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-400-1443. That's 1-800-400-1443. Call now, 1-800-400-1443.
For over 10 years, thousands of people have turned to OnStar for help every day.
OnStar, do you need directions today? I
was hoping you could get me to someplace that I could eat a breakfast at.
Was there a particular type of restaurant you were looking for?
Not really. Just bacon and eggs.
Okay. I'll see what we have listed in our area.
OnStar turn-by-turn navigation is the simplest and smartest navigation system. You only have to push one button and tell the advisor what you're looking for, and she'll download directions to your car.
Does this area not have much around, or?
Yeah, it's pretty desolate.
Oh, okay, because I did find only one restaurant and 15 miles.
We plenty of drives today out to the desert. Y'all are really convenient.
But we try to be convenient. I'll go ahead and set up that route for you. Thank you so much for using OnStar.
Start out going north on Route 10.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 11 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. Requires ABS and directions and connections plan. Not available in certain areas.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. I'm an ex-congressional attorney. I used to work on the House Judiciary and House Homeland Security Committees, so I have some idea how the political process works. And I've also been looking at John McCain and Barack Obama, trying to figure out, well, how John McCain is different from George Bush. My last caller, Dan, in New Hampshire, made a very good point. Yeah, policy-wise, Mark Grimaldi points out, yeah, there are differences. They have different wives. They're from different states. They have different birthdays. I'm not talking about superficial differences. One was a veteran. One ran from his commitment. I know that. I'm talking about ways they would treat the country differently. How would they be different? John McCain said change 10 times. Dan pointed out, and I think he was a Republican, he pointed out, well, of course they're not very different. Of course they're not. There's not any big difference between Obama and Biden or Clinton, Hillary Clinton, or Bill Clinton. They're all Democrats. There's not any big difference between John McCain or George Bush or Dick Cheney.
And Mark,
of course
I think it's
not.
Important to point out, Obama was not claiming in his speech differences between him and Democrats.
No, of course not.
So he does not have the burden on him. McCain has been saying there are differences between me and Bush. So
exactly.
I think that's the main difference to point out.
That's very important. Look, all I'm saying is this. John McCain has said he's going to change Washington. Washington has been run for the last 8 years by the Republicans. Now, for the last 2 years, the Democrats have had a little power. The first 6 years, the years when I worked in Washington, Republicans had all the power in both houses of Congress and the presidency. Now the power is a little bit divided. But George Bush has been running Washington. John McCain says he's going to change Washington. So how will he change the policies of George Bush? I don't have an answer. None of my callers have had an answer. To be clear, Barack Obama says he will change Washington, and he gives a long list of things he can change. I can give you 100 things if you ask me. where Barack Obama differs from Dick Cheney, where Barack Obama differs from George Bush, where Barack Obama differs from the Republicans in Congress. I can give you 100 ways. I can't think of one significant way that John McCain differs from George Bush. One caller pointed out, it is true, George Bush wants to drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. John McCain does not. Sarah Palin does. So, okay, all right, that's one, I think, relatively minor difference, given that John McCain wants to drill elsewhere and that the Republicans are all shouting, drill, baby, drill. Is that the reason to vote for John McCain, to stop drilling in Anwar? I mean, Obama wants to stop drilling in Anwar. What's the difference? John McCain needs to tell the American people the truth. There's no difference, no significant difference. He's running for 4 more years of Bush-Cheney, but he doesn't want to tell Americans the truth. You know why not? Because 80% of Americans think the country is going in the wrong direction. Because more than 70% disapprove of George Bush, the highest disapproval rating in American history since polling began. John McCain doesn't want to say that he's going to go for a third Bush-Cheney term. He doesn't want to admit that. So he claims to want change. But throughout his entire speech, I couldn't see any change. Let's go to some of the callers on the line. We've got Mike in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Interesting subject discussion tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had wanted to present some of my. I have 5 children and a little interest in politics, unfortunately, up until literally the last 2 weeks. And let me explain how that feeds into what we're talking about here. My 3 oldest are girls, and have never seen a vice presidential run, although Ferraro in the past, but that was previous to their time, to be able to see such a thing. Bush could not accomplish that. McCain, whether he was his chosen candidate or not, has accomplished that, and that is even more dramatic to what has angered, I think, Democrats, is that they were not able to break the glass ceiling. Whereas at this moment, McCain is running for 4 years and will radically change the realities of the presidency if
okay, so his radical change, let me be clear. His radical change is that Sarah Palin has ovaries and Dick Cheney does not.
No, much different, much different. I think that just as the excitement for Hillary was that she would be potentially the first president of the United States, and bringing many girls and women up to an enthusiasm to that, so be it the same. I understand Democrats are upset that Hillary is not going to take that possible first place, but there is an excitement and enthusiasm that there is a significant change, not only in ovaries, but also her position is very confident, very down to earth, and very focused, whether we agree with that or
right,
not.
Right, but here's my thing, Mike, and look, I had a hard time deciding between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. I really did. I finally cast my primary vote for Barack Obama. I had a difficult decision. And let me tell you something. 0% of my decision was based on Hillary's gender or Barack Obama's race. Hillary Clinton is an extremely talented and intelligent politician. I went to Yale Law School. She went to Yale Law School. She was first in the class. I know. I talked to some of the professors. She was in the same class as Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was 3rd in the class. Barack Obama, president of the Harvard Law Review. These are very intelligent people. They have detailed plans. They have plans that I think would be good for America. Hillary Clinton is an extremely competent person on health care. She's beyond probably any politician. Sarah Palin is a woman. True. But to me, Sarah Palin is a woman like Clarence Thomas is black. Clarence Thomas is African-American, but his policies harm African-Americans. Sarah Palin is a woman, but her policies harm women. I haven't seen anything in her about supporting equal pay for equal work. So at the end of the day, to me, I don't believe in tokenism. And I didn't think Republicans believed in tokenism. I want to know what policies would be different between McCain. I grant you, Palin is a woman and Cheney is a man. I don't dispute that. Just like I don't dispute that John McCain has a different wife from George Bush. But to me, in terms of policies for ordinary Americans, look, I want to see a woman get elected. I'd like to see that. But I'm not going to sacrifice my political views. I'm not going to go 180 degrees from the things Hillary Clinton stands for just to get a woman in office. I'll tell you something. there were some African Americans, I remember, back in 1992, who said, well, Clarence Thomas seems to be against everything we believe in, but he is black. We want a black on the court. Let's support him for pure tokenism reasons. And every single African American I know that supported Clarence Thomas in 1992 has recanted his or her position because they've learned that it's more important to have someone who believes what you believe in than have someone who shares your gender or shares your race. But I don't know. I mean, do you disagree? Do you like that kind of tokenism?
I actually think that the Democratic Party brought tokenism into this race before anything.
Who did? Do you think Hillary Clinton was unqualified? Do you think Barack Obama is unqualified?
I actually believe, this is my honest opinion, I believe all four of those mentioned in this race are a big letdown to me for presidential run. That is my personal opinion.
Yeah, but that's because you're a Republican, right?
No,
What Democrat did you like?
I voted for Sabrin in the New Jersey race with Whitman and Florio and McGreevy. So that's just about as close as you can get to being non-anything.
Well, Mike, was there a single Democrat in the race that you liked?
You know what? Not in this race, no.
Well, how about in 04? Was there a single Democrat in 04 that you liked?
I liked Bill Clinton.
Okay. But you didn't like Hillary Clinton?
No, I don't.
Her policies are very similar to her husband's.
The reason why I liked Bill Clinton was because of basically he passed one major legislative action that I really was impressed with.
Family Medical Leave Act. Right?
That's correct.
I guess.
And that puts me more in line with a Republican position.
Well, you know what? Tell you what, Mike, let me play something for you that may change your view on Obama. If you like the Family and Medical Leave Act, I think you'll like Obama's health care plan. I want to play it for you right now. Oh, you know what? I'm told we don't have enough time. I'll tell you what. Right after the news, I'm going to play for you the difference between the McCain health care plan and the Obama health care plan, and I'm going to see if I can win over one West Virginia voter, Mike from Clarksburg, who liked the Clinton plan. I want him to listen closely to the Obama plan right after the news, right after the next hour. If you're still on the line, hang on. I promise to get to you. Be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, the simple truth in a complicated world. 888-6-LESLIE.